Hello. Sorry, we got disconnected.
I might tell you what I thought.
Yes. What do you thought? What do you thought?
No, you don't want to know.
Tell me.
I was just sitting here thinking, oh, he's got cold feet and he's cooled down.
Sorry?
I thought to myself, he's got cold feet, he's cooled down, he's given me his information and he's cooled down.
No. The thing is that whenever you are calling somebody over the phone, the hackers might be tracing your calls and they are taking information from your mobile phone, all right?
Yeah. So, I don't use my mobile phone. It's only friends that ring me. So,
yeah, right. Now, the thing is that, as I have told you, that what we need to do, we need to make a trap for this bank employees. And the trap would be the dummy transaction. That the transaction which is doesn't exist in real life, it would be a totally fake transaction that we need to pretend in front of your bank employee. So according to them, it should be look like you are making a real transaction in front of them. All right. So I will let you know that why you need to do this. Now, do you remember at the beginning of the conversation, I have told you that whenever any employee will try to, you know, approve any transaction, they have to put their thumb impression on a biometric device. It will capture all the information of that particular person. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what we need to do, we need to repeat the same thing what the hackers have trying to be done it before, all right? Like, whenever we will going to repeat the same thing, the hackers would get confused. They would be thinking that it was the same bank transaction which they have been tried to be made and attempted from their side, and that certain moment of time, they will try to approve the transaction using their fingerprint, and that fingerprint will directly go to the head office of your city branch, the main head office, and we will get to know that who is the exact employee, his designation, his name, his details. Okay?
What is it?
His each and every details, including his name, his details, his ID, his each and every information that who is the exact bank employee is trying to approving the transaction before. Because we will gonna match down that fingerprint with the previous three transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted before, and we get to know that who is the exact bank employee is trying to compromise into your details, and we will gonna arrest that particular person. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So we need to repeat the same thing, okay? So what we need to do, as you know that your bank account has been totally frozen for the next 24 hours, so no money will be gone out from your bank account whomsoever, okay? But the bank employees of your local branch, they doesn't know that your account has been frozen or you are in a part of any investigation. According to them, you have got a same bank account from where they are trying to steal the money, okay? So what we need to do, we need to repeat the same thing. So which amount you want to choose to make this dummy transaction go through between the three transactions that I have mentioned? Because amount is just a number now. You can make a transaction of 50,000. It wouldn't make any differences because no money will be gone out from the bank, and it would be like a dummy transaction that we are making. All right. So
what do you suggest? Do you suggest one of the amounts that they tried to get, or should we do something different?
No, we need to repeat the same thing as I have told you. We need to choose the amount between the three transactions that I have mentioned. Because whenever we will going to repeat the same particular figures, the same particular bank employee will come to approve the transaction.
Okay. So this happens on Monday to start, does it? Is that right?
Yes, right, exactly. So I'll suggest you to choose the least amount one, which has been tried to be made and attempted, that is today's morning. Because whenever we will going to choose the least amount, and the least amount is trying to be made and attempted, that is today's morning. So that means the employees of your bank, whoever is approving the transaction, they are present in the bank today. So it would be helpful for us to harm that particular bank employee, those are trying to compromise into your details. Correct?
Okay.
In the meantime, the one more thing that I need to tell you that you can't make any dummy transaction to a real bank account, because whenever we will make any dummy transaction to a real bank account, in front of their system, it would be showing that the amount is invalid or the account details is invalid, because no money will be gone out from your bank account. And the employees of your bank, they get to know that you are in a part of the investigation, because they will gonna cross verify. Now for that reason, what we need to do, with the help of your fraud department, we have to generate a dummy, a fake bank account detail.
So you guys are gonna do this. I don't have to go into the bank or anything like that.
No, you don't have to do that. We will gonna do that online banking. Okay, we'll gonna do that through the online banking. So what we need to do, first of all, we need to generate a dummy bank account details for you, in which bank account you have to make the dummy transaction, okay? And the dummy transaction and the dummy bank account will be no longer, exist in reality. It should be a totally fake bank account that they will gonna generate through a computer, okay? So
the guys in the fraud department are gonna take care of all of that.
No, they will gonna generate the fake account details. I will gonna giving you the fake account details to you, which you need to pretend that you want to make the transaction. And you will gonna
Do I do it online or do I go into the bank?
No, you have to do. You can do that online banking.
Right. Okay. I'm not really sure on this one.
Is
there anybody that can help? Is there anybody that can help me with this on Monday?
I will gonna guide you how we're gonna do that. That's not a problem. But you need to understand the whole thing. That first of all, what you need to tell them or what you need to say. You are making a transfer of 20,000. Now your bank people, it might be happen that the same bank employee will gonna call you up and trying to manipulate you or asking you this or the information that have you made any transaction to anybody. Then according to you, what would be the best thing you can tell them? It might be happen the bank employee might have to call you. So we need to make something up for yourself before we make the dummy transaction go through. Now your bank employee might be called you up and ask for the reason or to whom you wanted to send this money, to whom you have sent the money. So according to you, what would be the best thing you can tell them, to whom you have made the transaction?
Oh, I don't know. Probably one of my family need it.
Yes, you can tell them that you are trying to send the money to your son-in-law.
Yeah.
Because they don't know that we have got a son-in-law or not, all right? Now, it might be happen if they're going to ask you that all of a sudden, why do you want to transfer the money to your son-in-law? Then what would be your answer, Anne?
For a deposit on a car.
Okay. But if you tell them this, they would gonna asking you lots of questions that what.
Okay, so you tell me what I'm saying.
First of all, can you just tell me, I hope you won't mind me asking you, how old are you?
I am too old to be bothered with this. I'm 70.
You don't sound like you're 70.
I know, and I don't look at it, so we'll leave it at there.
All right. In that case, you can tell them that you're sending it this money to your son-in-law because he have got a quite old house and he wants to repair his house, and you are lending the money to repair his house. Okay?
Well, that's exactly what I've been through with them. So, they have an old house and they want. They've just pulled the house down and rebuilt, but they've just bought an old house and are wanting to rebuild.
Yes, right. And you are lending the money, and once you will gonna stable enough, you will gonna give it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So first of all, be handy with a pen and a paper. I have I'm providing you the fake bank account details. In which bank account you have to make the dummy transaction.
Okay. So, now this is online, you said, or do I ring the bank, or what do I do?
First of all, make a note of this bank account name and the details, fake account details, and I will gonna guide you how we're gonna do that.
Mhm. Yeah.
So are you ready?
Mm.
All right. Now note down with the first name of the person. It should be Mr. Gary, G-A-R-R-Y.
Yeah.
The middle name would be Richard, R I C H. A R D.
Yeah. Yep.
Then Dobson, D O B.
Yep.
S O N.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you have got?
Mr. Gary Richard Dobson.
Now, for the next 24 hours, Mr. Gary Richard Dobson would be your son-in-law for the next 24 hours, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now note down his account number.
Mm-hmm.
His account number would be 640.
Yeah.
586.
Yeah.
493.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
640-586-493.
Could you just repeat it once again?
640-586-493.
Right. Now note down with the BSB.
Yes.
The BSB would be 124.
Yep.
899.
Yep.
Can you repeat it?
BSB 124-899.
Yeah. Now, note down with the bank name. It should be Bank of Queensland.
Bank of Queensland, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, just hold on for a moment. Just hold on. Now, it might be happen you will gonna receive the calls from your bank. If they're gonna ask you that, are you in a part of any investigation, then what would be your answer, Anne?
I don't know anything about it.
Right. You need to be very confident with your words while you are facing them up. Now, we will gonna proceed further to make this dummy transaction go through. Now, you do one thing. Come back to your home screen and log in into your Combank.
So is that sufficient answer? If anybody asks me, I don't know anything about anything.
Yes, right. Okay, now just hold on for a moment. Just hold on. All right, now give a click on pay.
Sorry, what was that?
Give a click on pay.
Pay? What's that?
Pay. P-A-Y, pay.
Oh, pay. Sorry.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Now, give a click on pay someone.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, give a click on the plus sign on the right-hand side top.
On the plus sign, yeah.
Give a click on bank account.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you have got the account number and the BSB and the account name as well. So, put that in by your own self and do let me.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So, do you want me to do that now?
Yes.
Okay, come on.
You don't have
Are you watching me, are you?
No, it's from the server. It's from the server. The server is interrupting us.
You can see everything I do, can't you? Why can't I get that to work? Gary. Gary. Richard.
It should be Richard. R-I. Can you just confirm me the middle name?
Gary Richard, is it?
Yeah, G-A-R-R.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, I'm just shaking a bit at the moment, so this is a bit traumatic. It's my long fingernails, that's all it is. Gary Richard Dobson?
Yeah.
BSB number is 124. 124. Did you space between it or
no,
the one thing?
No, don't have to space, give any space.
You don't have to? Okay. 899. Yep. Mm-hmm. Account number?
Yeah.
Which is 640, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 4-0-5-8-6-4-9-3.
Yep. Give a click on done.
Mm-hmm.
Now give a click on next on the top.
Yep. And that's going to go in amongst all my other ones.
Okay, now where it says pay, where it says from, touch on that.
From?
Yes. Right, it says wrong.
Oh, yeah. Complete access.
Yeah, give a touch on that. Now, select
the one
which
with
is complete access, the third one.
Is that the one with the tick?
No, just below that, the third one.
Oh, below it, yeah. The big one, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, big one, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Touch on that. Select it. Give a touch on that complete access. Give a touch on that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now put the amount. Put the amount.
Yeah. $20,000.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah. Now just
done.
Now scroll down the page.
Oh, I put the 20,000 into you. Should I not?
Give a click on done. Give a click on done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the reference, is it asking for any description?
It's asking for a description.
Yes.
And
now,
online, I've got various ones there.
Bills, type their bills or like.
Yeah, just put bills if you like, your account.
Yes.
What do you think I should use?
Rent payment or type your bill.
Rent payment. Yeah, rent
yes,
payment.
Yes.
There.
Yes.
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah. Now give a click on done.
Yeah.
Now give a click on next.
Yeah. And it's
give a click on
pay 20.
Yeah. Give a click
now.
On pay now.
Yeah. And it's called, it's ticked.
Yes. Now, can you see that? It has been checked. Okay. Now you see that it says transaction date, and just below that, can you see, as this is a new payee, we may put a security hold of up to 24 hours on payments to them. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that means it will take 24 hours to activate the security, and it will take 24 hours to, you know, like make that transaction go through. All right. So we need to basically wait for 24 hours to wait for the employees to approve the transaction, because right at the moment it's already 7 o'clock, so the bank is closed now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to do that like from tomorrow, because today they can't able to approve the transaction to like today, so they have to do it tomorrow at this point of time after 6 o'clock or after 7 o'clock.
Okay. So now, do I have to go in and redo this?
No,
or?
You don't have to. You don't have to go to your bank. Now, listen to me very carefully this time, man. Like we are just hiding the amount, the 20,000.
Yeah.
We are just hiding the amount for a time being, for 24 hours, just to confuse the hackers. That as they don't know that you have made a dummy transaction. So according to them, you have made a same transaction, like you have made a real transaction to your real son-in-law. And what is the what is your son-in-law's name?
Gary Richard Dobson.
Correct. Now, it might be happen in between 24 hours, you will gonna receive a call from the Combank that have you made any transfer to anyone about 20,000. You need to authorize the transaction from them. You got that?
No. So what was that again? Sorry. They will ring me and ask for...
It might be happen. They would gonna give you a call back, and they would gonna asking you about this transaction, because they will gonna cross verify it. All right. And it might be happen. You might have to face the same bank employee who is approving the transaction and who is helping the hackers to digging out all the information out of you. So they would gonna ask you lots of questions just to dig out all the information out of you. That are you in a part of any investigation? Like, are you helping somebody to catch any hackers? Or if somebody has told you to make any transaction, or are you making any dummy transaction or not? Because they would gonna pretty sure before they will gonna make this transaction go through, because you see that it says it would lead 24 hours to approve the transaction from them. Do you got that?
Yeah, this could be a problem only because I work tomorrow night from 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and I can't go to my phone.
Tomorrow, do you have got any appointment tomorrow?
I start work at 3, and then I'll be working for the next 24 to 48 hours without having access to a phone.
Oh, my goodness. So tomorrow, what will be the convenient time to talk to you then?
Anywhere up until about 2 o'clock.
Before 2 o'clock, I can speak to you, right?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
So it
but
might be happening. Yeah, it might be happening. Before 2, it might be happened before 2 o'clock, your bank might be calls you up, okay? And they will gonna call you up from any other department. That doesn't make any sense. You just talk to them politely and verify yourself, and they will gonna ask you about this transaction. They might be say that they are from this department. It might be anything, but you need to listen to them and tell them, yes, you have made a transfer to Gary Richard Dobson, to your son-in-law, and the amount is 20,000, and because they want that money to repair their house. Okay. Now, if they're gonna ask you that, have you instructed by anybody, and they have told you to make the transaction go through, then what would be your answer?
No.
Right. You need to be confident with your words while you are facing them up. They might be tells you anything to scare you up, but your main motive is to approve the transaction from them, because they will try their level best just not to approve the transaction. Because if they will gonna approve the transaction using their fingerprints, we will gonna arrest that particular person, because we will get the proper evidence on that task. Do you understand?
Isn't there anybody else who can do this on my behalf?
Like, it might be happen, they might be calls you, or it might be happen, they won't gonna call you. But it's for the further security that I'm telling you this thing, so that you can face them properly and they can't able to interrupt us to put the security and catching those hackers. Correct?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, for 24 hours, we have this hided the amount for a time being for the next 24 hours, so the hackers can't doubt it on you. Okay? Now, if they're going to say to you that, have you made any dummy transaction, then what would be your answer?
No.
Tell them what dummy, what are you talking about? I'm saying,
I'm
going to
ask
them, yeah.
What's a dummy? I don't know what it is. You better tell me. I don't know anything about it.
Yes, right. You need to pretend to be very, very smart in front of them. You need to act like you have made a real transaction to your son-in-law. All right? Now, tomorrow after 2 o'clock, like, you have to work for, like, you will gonna work for, like, after 2 o'clock, like, what would be the convenient time to talk to you after 2 o'clock?
Between 2:15 to 3.
Okay.
Because I start work at 3.
And after 3 o'clock, it would be busy, right?
I can't say to my son, no.
Okay. All right. Now, just allow me some moment. And then after 3 o'clock, if I need to have a word with you, then how we will gonna do that?
The trouble is, I will have my bosses there, and I can't be seen using my phone.
And make sure one thing, it's my humble request to you that don't disclose this matter with anybody else.
No, I'm not going to. Nobody's going to know about it.
Right. Now, tomorrow in the morning, when you will gonna wake up in the morning tomorrow?
What's tomorrow? Thursday, isn't it? I've got a gym session from 7:30 till 8:30, and then I'll be home after that.
Should I call you back at 9:30 in the morning?
Yeah, that'll be fine. The gym session starts at 7:30, goes till 8:15. Just go, give me time to go get a coffee.
Alright. Now, in the meantime, you woke up in the morning, at 8:30, correct?
No, I wake up about 6:30. I go to the gym at 7:30. I finish there at 8:15, and I'll go get coffee and come home.
So when should I call you back? What will be the convenient time to talk to you after you?
I'm having a coffee and I've got something to calm me down.
about 9 to 9:30?
Yes. 9 o'clock will be fine. 9:30. 9:30 will be fine.
9:30
will be fine. Yeah.
All right. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a call back at tomorrow in the morning at 9:30. All right? And you have got my number and my name written down. In the meantime,
hang on, I just got to change pages. Peter Wilson, your BI number, and then your phone number goes 482090295.
Yes, right, that's the number. In the meantime, if you want any help from my side, if you want to know anything, you can directly call me up and ask for anything. But the thing is that we need to wait for 24 hours. You see that on that page, it says it is on hold up to 24 hours.
Yes.
And and the time you can see that, it would be 6:56 p.m.
Tomorrow night,
which I would
be at working.
Yes.
So when does this, can some can you yourself or somebody send that through or not? It has to be off my phone, doesn't it?
Like, we need your phone for at least 15 to 20 minutes in between.
It's just that I've got my bosses there tomorrow, and I do not want to get caught to being on my phone after 3 o'clock. And this is not, I can't do anything about this. This is just, you know, happens.
Yeah, I understand. But if you take a break for at least 5 to 10 minutes, then we can do the thing, and I'm going to leave that the way it is. And after that, I'll talk to you after some time, like after tomorrow. Like what time you do work? Like, if you work.
Well, I work overnight. I do a sleepover, so I have to have 100% of my care on the people I look after. So that's why I'm saying it's very difficult, and especially if my bosses are there from 3 o'clock tomorrow, this is going to be hard.
Okay. And after tomorrow, a day after tomorrow?
The day after the tomorrow will be the same. Then they will be there as well. So they'll be there for 2 days.
Okay. All right, another issue. Now, what I'm going to do, all right, look at the top of your screen. Can you see a cross sign on the top left-hand side?
Yeah.
Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, go to the top.
Yeah.
Go to the
what am I looking for?
Can you see home on the left-hand side bottom? Give a click on home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, give a click on log off.
Log off and click on that.
Yeah, give a click on log off.
Yeah.
And come back to your normal, regular home screen where you're able to see your icons. Don't have to log in again. Don't log in.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Come back to your home screen. Now, the thing is that you haven't got any work today?
No, I haven't.
All right, another issue now. Till that time, it's my humble request to you that don't disclose this matter with anybody else, and you are not allowed to make any transaction or don't do any internet banking until or unless you put the security. So it will take, the security will take 24 hours to activate the firewall security on your server. Now, in the meanwhile, if you will gonna log in into your bank, the whole work will be get busted, and we have to start the process from the beginning. Okay.
Now I've got a question now. How do I get funds to live on for the next 24 hours then?
I couldn't get that.
I can't use internet banking at all for the next 24 hours, you said, is that correct?
Yes, right.
What, can I go in the morning and draw money out, just draw cash out of my MasterCard to live on?
If you want to use your MasterCard, then you can able to use it, but you can't able to use your personal account to withdraw any money.
No, but I can use my MasterCard if I need to tomorrow.
Yes, right, exactly. Because we have
I should be right to say, but I'm just thinking if I needed something in an emergency, that's all. If I can use my MasterCard, I'm happy.
Yes, you can use your MasterCard, but not your personal debit card, all right?
Yeah, all right.
Now, I'll get back to you tomorrow in the morning between 9 to 9:30, all right?
Yeah, okay.
All right, and by what time you will, go to your bed? Like, by what time you go for sleep?
I sleep overnight, so I won't be sleeping tomorrow.
I'm talking about today.
Tonight, I'm just at home tonight, so I'll just be, I don't know, probably 9 o'clock.
All right.
I'll settle down.
Before 9 o'clock, if I got any update from anywhere, I'll get back to you. I'll let you know, or else I'll get back to you tomorrow in the morning. Okay?
Okay. Now, bearing in mind, I don't come... you won't need it tomorrow morning, but the next 2 mornings I don't come off shift until after 10 o'clock, okay?
Okay. I'll get back to you tomorrow in the morning, and I'll let you know that what you need to do.
Oh, God.
Okay. Tomorrow you don't have got any work to do. I need to have a conversation with you to give you the information and giving you the update that if they have approved the transaction or not, because it's already written over there that it will take 24 hours and they will gonna able to put their fingerprints on that time after 6 o'clock, 6:56 on that time. So after on that time, if possible, I will gonna let you know tomorrow that what you need to do. After 6 o'clock, it might be happen that you might have to, you know, like I can speak to you, and I will gonna tell you that what you need to do. But we need your time for at least 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, I hope the bosses are not there because I'm going to if they are. Can we
just take a break for 5 minutes at least tomorrow on that time if it is needed?
Well, I don't know. See, the whole thing is just unknown tomorrow. I'll just have to play it by ear if I possibly can. That's all I can do. I can't be seen disappearing and not leaving my, leaving my people on their own. That's the thing. If they're in there, if they're in the building and I can, take a break and they're there to watch them, but I can't take a phone call and leave these people on their own. This is my I need to be there all the time in case something happens.
Yes, right. You need to be there. But I need only 5 minutes of yours, and after that, I'll gonna get back to you tomorrow after that. That's not a problem. Don't have to think about it for now too much. I'll get back to you tomorrow in the morning, and I'll gonna let you know that what you need to do. All right?
Okay. But just please bear in mind, these are very important clients that need 100% care. So I can't leave them unattended at any time.
All right, I got your concern. I'll get back to you tomorrow and we're going to check that what we can do about it. All right?
Okay. Now, I know I'm harping on this, but who do I, just for my own peace of mind, who do I ring to check your ID?
You can call on that number that I have provided to you. That is the direct desk number of National Crime Agency, where you can call on that number and ask for my name and my badge ID. They will gonna connect the call to me.
Okay, so that number was, so that was 0482090295.
Yes.
I just need to do this. I won't sleep unless I do.
I'm sorry?
I won't be able to settle down or sleep unless I do. So can I do that now or is it too late?
You want to call on that number?
Mm.
All right. You can do one thing. Just allow me some moment. All right, you can do one thing. You call on that number and ask for myself first. Okay?
For who?
Ask for myself that whatever the queries you have got, just call on that number and ask for my name.
For Peter Wilson, yes?
Yes. Then you want to connect the call to me after that.
Sorry, what was that?
They will want to connect the call to me if you want to call. Do you want to call them now?
Well, I just know that I'm not going to sleep if I don't do this.
If you want, you can do that.
I just need confirmation that what is happening is legitimate. And I know it is, but I just need confirmation.
All right, you can do that. You can do that.
Can you understand where I'm coming from?
Yes, no? I do understand. Like, you can do that if you want.
Okay, so the number is 0482090295.
Yes.
And I just asked for the number for Peter Wilson, as I've been speaking to him on the phone. Is that what you say?
You confirm them with the batch ID, and they will gonna tell you that is it legit or not, or where your call has been connected. Whatever the queries you have got, you can call on that number, and they will gonna connect the call to me after that.
Okay. All right. It's just for my own peace of mind. That's
all right. That's not a problem. You can do that.
I know you probably don't understand, but
No, that's not a problem. You can do that.
All right. Well, only because I just know what it'll be like. Okay, radio, and then you'll guide me from there on. You'll talk to me tomorrow morning, is that right?
Thank you.